This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So let's head over to Maine, where Desti's looking to plug some leaks in her budget bucket. Welcome, Desti.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Desti, right away, I got to ask you, up top, what are your financial resolutions for 2014?
We are really looking to firm up some of our general mechanics of our finances, like readjusting our investment allocation. But I think more importantly, handling our general cash flow and getting a better cash management system and kind of graphing our income and expenses.
What, in terms of, you know, firm resolutions as to having a system in place, do you have something in mind already, or a goal or numbers?
We want to kind of do a visual graph of our income and expenses so that we can see the expenses going down each month. And then we're thinking of doing kind of a cash-only system so that we're not pulling out that credit card or, you know, writing checks.
So do you have credit card debt right now?
We don't have any debt.
That's fantastic. But you guys got yourselves out of debt, Desti. So I noted that you guys were in a bunch of debt. Tell us about it.
We both had a lot of kind of silly consumer debt. And then my partner went to Iraq for a year. And while he was there, we just felt like our lives were out of our control. And so the one thing we could get in control was this debt. And so we just really put our nose to the grindstone and made a plan and got completely out of debt. And we've been debt-free ever since, except for our house.
That's fantastic, fantastic. Is this about, in terms of the cash, you mentioned also the bills, because lots of times we can feel like the cash is literally going out of our fingertips at the store, wherever we're spending. Do you have a system in place now that you both use to kind of who pays the bills and how and who buys what?
Yes, we do have a pretty good system for that. Actually, I'm the only one working right now. My husband's a full-time stay-at-home dad and a student. Okay. Basically, I make the money, but it all kind of goes into our joint checking account, and we both are not splurgers. So whoever goes to the store buys the stuff, but it comes out of our pooled resources, and then he takes care of all of the bills. But we've kind of gone back and forth on that over the years, and right now it works to have him do it because he has more disposable time.
Do you have money left over every month? Just how tight is it? And the reason why I'm asking is because when you have a resolution, one of the key things to do is to actually give it something that you can measure. So if you guys have, let's say, a number at the end of the month that you want left over in cash, or you want to be able to put away in your savings, do you have that number?
No, we don't. And I think that's what I need to do next. We have had a lot of success when we automate savings. So we do have direct deposit into retirement funds and do really well with that. But then with all the money that's left over, we do tend to spend it. And maybe coming up with the number is what I need to do.
That's a good first step. What you can do is you kind of plan it all backwards. So you say, I need to get to this number. I need to get to $100 a month. Where is that $100 going to come from? And the other thing I'd say is, what is the goal for this money? Is it the cash money? Is it an emergency savings fund? Is it a vacation fund? Is it to go into retirement? Because once you give purpose to that money, then you have something that's measurable, and then you have a reason to do it. Motivation.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Our motivations tend to be big picture, and we're not so motivated by, you know, a vacation fund or something in the moment. But I think that we probably could or should do more of that.
Do you have an emergency fund?
Yes.
Okay. So is it all shored up? You're happy with it?
Yeah, I feel really good about where we are on emergency fund and retirement. And we have some money set aside, too. We have a three-year-old, so we started thinking about his education plan. I'm more interested in saving, driving down our expenses and increasing savings so that potentially I could switch over to doing consulting work.
Oh.
And we could continue to keep a parent at home. So that's just it's a longer-term goal, and it's not very motivating in the day-to-day to keep me from going out to lunch at work.
But in order for us to actually turn our inertia into action, we need that kind of nudge, that little push over the edge. And part of that is really having a motivation that you feel connected to. You want to be a consultant. I would say, When would that happen? How much money would you need in the bank to make it happen? And that's going to be your goal, your cash goal. And you'd have to break it down. So how many years out are you looking in terms of making this move?
Probably 4 or 5.
That's not that far ahead. How much money would you need to, you know, for your monthly bills, and how much do you need to save up to continue working that way? That's going to be your goal. And you'll have to see how much a month would you need to put away for the next 4 years to make that happen. So let's say, for example, Desti, it's $100 a month. Does that sound feasible?
I think so.
Mark on your calendar, 4 years out. Take it every 30 days. So every 30 days, this is the balance you have to have. One of the things, exercises I give people is to write down everything you spend, every dollar. And that simple action will get you to process what you're spending. You naturally will spend less simply because you're thinking about it. It's like magic. So for some folks, when the tagging, when the online systems don't work, when the swiping and the categorizing, it doesn't stop you. It's just a matter of making that money actually live and those decisions live. So write it down every month, what you're spending every single dollar on, Desti, both of you. And then can we check in again with you?
Sure.
That would be great. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
So what's your resolution for this year? Tweet us at LiveMoney.